On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg today up to 26, Pretoria 28, and Polokwane a high of 29 degrees.
The collision in Pretoria on the N1 southbound before Stormfall Road causing slow traffic.
In your sport, SA Rugby has standardized the age at which tackling is permitted for young players. An Argentine police raided national football headquarters and several top clubs yesterday in a sweeping probe just months ahead of the World Cup.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the Freedom Charter's enduring vision for a free and democratic society continues to inspire and guide South Africa's struggle. He delivered the keynote address at the 70th anniversary of the Freedom Charter's adoption in Boksburg on the East Rand last night. The president dismissed claims that the charter has not been implemented, saying those who make such statements are misleading the public.
Undeniable, but needs to increase. We have seen real changes in ownership patterns. We've created a middle class, but we want them to live even a much better life.
Meanwhile, the ANC delegates will return this morning for this week's National General Council discussions in Boksburg. ANC National Chair Gwede Mantashe said yesterday that he will not be forced to choose between his membership of the ANC and the SACP. That while the ANC is considering banning dual membership, should the SACP continue with its plan to go at it alone in next year's local government elections. Anasasi Makobu has more.
At the National General Council, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula signaled that the party may need to rethink how it handles members who also belong to the SACP. Mantashe, however, says the decision on who to vote for remains personal.
It is not the ANC's decision. It is my decision. What do I want to do with my membership?
He told Jacaranda FM Newswatch he remained rooted in both organizations, but when it comes to elections, the ANC will get his vote. Anastasi Mokobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Boksburg.
In international news, suspense is building over the well-being of Nobel Peace Laureate Maria Corina Machado. The Venezuelan opposition leader is due to receive her Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo today, but a press conference had to be cancelled yesterday after the 58-year-old Machado was nowhere to be found. Machado has been living in hiding in Venezuela for the past 11 months after accusing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of stealing the July 2024 election. And in Australia,
this is the day when Australian families are taking back power from these big tech companies.
Australia became the first country in the world this morning to implement a ban for all children under 16 from social media. This means these teens woke up this morning with no access to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat, Reddit, Kick, Twitch, Threads, and X. The responsibility lies with these tech giants to ensure they block everyone under 16, and if not, they face fines of up to 500 million rand. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had some tips for teenagers in his country.
Start a new sport, learn a new instrument, or read that book that has been sitting there on your shelf for some time. And importantly, spend quality time with your friends and your family, face to face.
What if you don't like them?
Then do the book thing.
Especially what if you don't like books? Especially as a teenager, you don't like your family as a teenager.
No. Okay.
But
so
it does
if you don't like them and you don't like books, then what then? What must you do?
A new sport?
If you don't like sport.
Friends?
Do you have an imaginary friend that you can have a conversation with?
The phone to call someone.
So what you're saying is you need social media?
No.
Make new friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, imaginary ones.
Nee, alle grappies op 'n stokkie. That's some strong leadership right there to make a bold move and big decision like that. Imagine that.
Yeah.
A leader of a country saying no more. And here's the thing. I think a lot of people who think that way, in your mind, that is how the world should work. There should be enough evidence of something being bad for you.
Yes.
And then leadership goes, okay, you know what? There is enough evidence of something being bad for you. Mm-hmm. Now we are going to cancel it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we are going to ban it. Imagine if that counts for everything else in the world.
Yeah.
Imagine leadership around the world ban things based on the fact and the proof that it's bad for us. I mean, shame, you know, obviously for the tech companies, they are now targeted with this. But imagine if from here, other leaders around the world go, oh my soul, there's enough evidence that so-and-so and this is bad for people's health, mental and physical health. We should stop having people buy it or use it.
That's why Australia also did vaping and cigarettes.
And sunscreen. Hey. Yeah. They started with sunscreen.
Yeah. Imagine that. Do you think it'll work in South Africa? Is it necessary?
Well, okay.